Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. The city of Chicago is about to announce a new round of incentives to encourage developers to create at least 1,000 new residential units in the Loop. Crane says the proposal will be announced next week by Mayor Lightfoot. The new initiative will use tax increment financing money and other public incentive programs. 300 of the 1,000 units will be affordable housing. Until now, funds from the LaSalle Central TIF District have been off limits for new downtown developments. In 2015, former Mayor Rahm Emanuel froze its use for private projects. Lightfoot hopes the initiative will breathe new life into the LaSalle Street corridor and help build on momentum generated by the Google redevelopment of the James R. Thompson Center. Residential rents climbed to a new record high in August, but moderated for the third straight month. The national median rent was up 11% year over year to $2,039. That's the smallest annual increase in a year and down from a peak gain of 19% in March. Rents rose more than 20% in Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Nashville. Redfin says Chicago rent rose 0.2% to $2,436. Rents declined 15% in Milwaukee and 7% in Minneapolis. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.